good morning. You have to kind of look over here today because we're doing something special. Welcome to the First Unitarian Church of Alton. My name is Joy Heft, and welcome to this special place. For our community gathered here, for the spirit that called us together and drew us to this place, we give thanks. For moments we have shared with others, for times when we have reached out across barriers of distance and fear, for times when others have reached out to us, for moments when we have discovered another along our path. We give thanks this day. For this community of celebration and growth, introspection and solitude, and for those moments that peace which passes all understanding, we give thanks this day. For our gathering together out of distant places, for our weaving together out of separate selves this hour of celebration and worship, we give thanks this day. I offer my welcome to you, and in particular to those who are first-time visitors. We invite you to fill out one of the visitor's cards found in the back of your gray hymnal and place it in the offering plate or give it to an usher. And we'll send you our church newsletter for the next 3 months to let you know about the programs and activities going on here at church. We are glad you are here and hope to see you again on future Sundays. We do have a nursery for infants and young children under the age of 4 years old through the doors to the left and in the first room past the foyer. We also have a religious education program for the children and teenagers, and they usually leave a little later in the service for the classes, but today is an intergenerational service. So the kids will be staying in the service, which means we may have a little more noise and movement during the service. At the front of the sanctuary, probably right now on the first pew in the corner, not necessarily on the chair, we have a spirit chair, which includes activities for all ages. You are invited to go to the spirit chair at any time during the service to take an activity back to your seat. And now for announcements. Let's see. Pat Moore and Dorothy Wilson are organizing a Thanksgiving Day meal here at church. People are welcome to start gathering around noon and the meal starting around 1:30. Everyone is welcome. Please talk to Pat or Dorothy if you plan to come and let them know what dish you will be bringing to contribute to the communal meal. Our congregational's personal care items distribution is next Saturday from 11 to 12:30. A list of what is needed has been posted on the UU Friends, and a few shopping lists are also out on the desk in the fellowship hall. If you've not yet brought a donation, you still have a couple of opportunities. The Kate Worker Room Fellowship Hall will be open on Thanksgiving Day from around noon to 2:30, or you may bring your items to the Albee Street entrance next Saturday between 10 and 10:30. Paula LaFond will be coordinating our annual Oasis Women's Shelter Family Christmas. More information will be coming about the family's letters to Santa in the next couple of weeks. And now we begin our service with a prelude. I now invite Daniel and Gina up to light our chalice as we join in our unison words for the chalice lighting printed in your order of service or posted up above. We light this chalice to find inner peace, love for each other, and faith in ourselves. Also, to be welcoming to whomever we meet, and kind to all living creatures. So gather around and light of hope as we share this time together. And please rise as your body and spirit and sing our first hymn, number 349, We Gather Together. It's in the gray hymnal or projected on the wall.
Listen, listen, I have a story to share. Listen and watch and see if you see someone you know in this story. Watch and see if you see yourself in this story. Once upon a time, there was a small village full of friendly people, just like you and me. They were just like you and me, except they didn't get their food from the grocery store. They had no grocery stores. They had to grow and raise all their own food. One person grew leeks.
I've got leeks.
One person grew kale.
You know kale is good for you.
One person grew tomatoes.
I've got tomatoes.
One person grew sweet potatoes.
Yum, sweet potatoes.
And one person grew lentils.
What's a lentil?
And they were all grateful for what they had, and everyone lived in peace and harmony.
Excuse me? Have you ever tried eating nothing but leeks all day? Every day? It's awful. I'd ask this so-and-so over here to share some of her sweet potatoes, but she won't. Peace and harmony, my eye.
Oh yes, it's all about you, isn't it? I give you my sweet potatoes, then I won't have any. I may be tired of sweet potatoes, but it's better than nothing.
And so our friendly villagers were not so grateful and maybe not so happy with their neighbors. And everyone was afraid of not having enough, so they didn't share it all. A moment for contemplation. Are there parts of yourself you're holding back? Are there parts of yourself you're not sharing? And why?
Our spiritual lives are filled up. Our hearts are warmed by the giving of time, talents, love, comfort, and our many other human resources. We receive from this church the opportunity to explore meaning, purpose, and value in our lives. How does a financial contribution you make here reflect what you receive? How does our collective money transform those within and beyond our congregational walls? This morning's offering will be most sincerely and gratefully received. May it be joyfully given. Please join me in reciting the offering blessing. I'll say it. To the work of the church, which is weaving a tapestry of love we call community, we dedicate ourselves and these are our offerings. Tea starts out with turkey or tofu and together. H reminds of happiness. May it grow beyond all measure. A means all who are returning, a reunion in fall. N for newcomers to our fellowship and a hearty welcome all. K for kind friends with whom we will share dinner. S means surely you'll have fun, but you won't get any thinner. G is generosity, to share what we've been given. I for integrity, may we bring it to our living. V is you are very special because of each one here. I, we give thanks for individuals, for each one is so dear. N stands for this nation and its challenges and strength. G reminds us of our blessings and calls us to give thanks. Thanksgiving reading. Each week we take time to recognize the joys and sorrows, the celebration struggles of this community. You're invited to come now and pick up the stones for our annual communion. We allow these stones to bring us into awareness to those things most important in our life through thought or meditation. We then place them in the cleansing water of this community, which includes a little bit of water collected from our annual water communion. If you have any joys, sorrows, celebrations, or struggles you wish to recognize, you are invited to come forward now in a ritual of joys and sorrows.
Thank you.
If anybody has brought bread this morning that is not put on the table, please come forward and share it now. But it looks okay. So please join me in the following unison reading, which is in your order of service. We are grateful this morning for all that we have. We are aware that there are others who may have less. We are grateful for all we have to share. We are grateful for our loving community as that we partake in this service today and share what we have with each other. It doesn't matter how different we are, because as we share with one another our gifts, our gratitudes, our hardships, we come together as one. This is a symbol of thanksgiving. Let us take a few moments of silence to contemplate on the people and things that we are grateful for.
So this sorry state of affairs existed in the village all season long. Everyone had just enough, but no one enjoyed it until.
I can't believe these fools don't even know what a lentil is. I mean, they're high in protein and calcium. They were one of the first foods ever cultivated by man. I mean, well, I've eaten as many lentils as I can stand, and I have more than I could possibly eat. So I'm going to actually share some and show them what a lentil actually is.
What do you have there?
Oh, just some soup. Would you like some?
Oh, yes, I would.
Well, it's not done yet, in fact. I do believe I need some kale.
She told me what you were doing, and I thought you could use some tomatoes. Can I put them in?
Put it in.
Gee, this soup smells so good. I bet it would be better with some leeks and some sweet potatoes.
And just like that, everyone shared what they had, hopeful that they would benefit from the end result.
We all have something to give, and what we have to share may seem uninteresting, insignificant, or even not enough. But it really can become amazing when blended with the right combination of ingredients. Our community here is like that. When we all do our part and bring ourselves to the table, we all benefit.
All right, please rise as you are able and join in singing our next hymn, number 67. And maybe Ken has the slideshow. If it's not on the wall, you'll have to use your hymnals.
Thank you.
contemplation. What are you bringing?
A moment for contemplation. What are you bringing to the metaphorical soup pot of this community? What do you have to give? It wasn't long until the soup was ready, and the villagers discovered that they not only had enough for themselves, but for the entire community.
Because soup is awesome like that.
And for our closing hymn, please rise as you're able and sing hymn 1010, We Give Thanks.
Contemplation. What do you need to receive from this community? Villagers invited everyone they knew to come share their soup and bread brought by this community. We look upon... Wait. Yes. Yeah.
You're five?
We look upon that has been given to us in generosity, in love, and in spirit of community. We realize that we have much to be grateful for. In a spirit of thanksgiving, we ask you to come into this table as you leave the sanctuary today and share in the gifts of community by partaking in the soup and bread provided for us.
So our service is ended, so please come up to the table here and they will hand you a cup of soup and take some bread on your way out, and there'll be more soup out there. They're not gonna give you a whole lot, so.